This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's a weird story, and I don't even know if we want to talk about this because I don't think there's an angle to make this woman sane.
No, not really, unfortunately. I mean, yeah.
So there's this, it's on the AITA, Am I the A-Hole forum on Reddit or whatever, and this couple, they were about to have a baby, and they had this name, and they were kind of, like, it's smart to keep your baby names to yourself.
Yes.
That's what we did. We didn't tell anyone.
You didn't.
Mm-mm. Not even the nurses in the delivery room didn't know.
You can tell them. Well, they don't have a dog in the hunt, dude. But relax.
We held on to, like, we don't know until they're born. Like, because you might
You're
get
that
first.
You're going to tell me that Leo could have popped out and you would have went like, oh my God, he does not look like a Leo. And you would have called an audible at that moment.
That's what we thought. Yeah.
Happens for sure. That happened with me.
Is not a Leo.
They seriously.
Yeah. I don't know what the other name was, but I'm the only redhead in my family and I popped out with this flaming red hair.
Had kind of red hair.
No.
She didn't?
It was platinum blonde. Both of them, my brother and my sister, when they were first born, it was like.
Okay. Oh, your brother too?
Yeah. It was like so blonde, it was almost white.
So you came out with red hair and they're like,
this
Jennifer does not work or whatever it was.
They were like, this is not our kid, but we'll name it Aaron.
Because of the Gaelic meanings of it or whatever, they just had to go like,
name it.
I know. It makes Cheryl seem real loving right there. Yeah. If you're listening to Cheryl, love you. I'm sorry. Love you!
Yep.
Just got to talk loud to Cheryl. Yeah. Okay. So I guess the long story short is, or the short story longer, the woman in this, like, they told their mother-in-law, the name that they were thinking, and she went out and got it tattooed on her wrist, and then they did the Aaron audible.
Yeah, because the baby came out and they're like, yet.
Yeah,
right.
And she just still got the tattoo pre-birth.
So then they were like, nope, this is definitely not a Jennifer or whatever it is. And now the mother-in-law's like,
I got this tattoo. Do you have to change the name?
Yeah, change it back. Put it back. Like, how do you make that woman sane? How do you make her
go laser
argument?
Off your tattoo?
Yeah, start over.
Yeah. Do you know this happened with Machine Gun Kelly? Because he worked on his album with Travis Barker and they got matching tattoos with the album name. And then Machine Gun Kelly changed the name. And there's a video of him calling Travis and just being like, hey, bud, got some news for you. And Travis is like, you changed the name. He's like, I did. Yeah. And they're like, all right. Well,
but on Travis, he's got so.
It's got
it
hidden,
just blends in. He'll cover it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, you're getting ahead of yourself. Like, wait for the album to come out. Wait for the baby to be born.
You're early celebrating, and it makes you look like a fool.
Yeah.
Okay, but most parents have. I mean, it's weird. I was going to make the argument that most parents are 100% set, but like two of us in the room were audible.
You were almost like a Gary, right?
Be careful.
Was it not Gary? Larry.
I thought, it was Gary, right?
It was not Gary.
What was it?
Okay, here's the thing.
Greg.
When I said it last time, then I'm like, and Greg's a stupid name, and here they come, 303-222-5423. My name's Greg. It's like, got it. But I'm not Greg. Like, can you imagine? Hey, I'm Greg. Like, I am.
Does it hurt more if I say yes? Because I do kind of see you as a Greg.
You what?
Yeah. Like,
Jenny?
Walking down the street, I could be like, that could be a Greg.
As opposed to a Michael?
You're both.
You can't be a Greg and a Michael,
yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Can we put up a picture of me on the socials and go, what's this person's name?
You now looks like a Greg. You with the long hair.
Okay, I think it just got worse.
You with the long hair rock star is not a Greg.
I'm going to go head out and do traffic.
Yeah, find a way to get out of this room. What are you? I look like a Greg?
It's a good name. I'm not slamming the name.
Yeah, why do you? I
don't, we're in a.
Why don't you like it that much? I don't. It's an okay name.
So we're in a bar and like we spy each other and we're like, I've given you enough signals and like we come up and we're talking to each other and it's like, let's go back to my place. Sure, what's your name?
Greg! I have two G's. Greg. Greg.
Yeah.
My name's Greg.
Some of them can't get enough G's and yes, they're like, relax.
By the way, my name's Greg with two G's on the end, so I'm Greg.
Because that is a Greg. There's Gregs with two G's.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
Like the Jeff with
exist.
The G-E-O-F-F. It's like, ugh. Yeah. Wait, no, I'm not a... No. I wanted to get in. I wanted to talk about the miracle of having a child and like naming them and deciding whether or not you're going to figure out the gender before. And I can't even think of that stuff.
I'm not insulting you. I'm truly not.
I'm trying to tell
Greg,
you.
Greg, roll, take a breath. Okay.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, love bug.
I don't like the name Greg.
Oh.
For me.
Okay.
All you Gregs, relax. Stop texting.
So
I don't like the
three
name Greg.
G's on the end.
Okay.
Ty. Don't do this.
Don't do this. Don't do what, Ty?
No,
don't you like, Ty? So when somebody calls you something you don't like being called, you don't like that. Is that what you're saying?
I don't like that, no.
Why, Ty?
Who are you talking to? I don't.
Please text into 303-222-5423 and tell Ty how much you like him. Say, Ty, I think your hair is
It's not even
running.
A name. It's the beginning of a name. No, it's just like barely
it's
a syllable.
Your name.
We used to have our old promotions guy used to say thank you, but he would just do T-Y.
T-Y? Yeah.
And every time T-Hack was like, stop calling me Ty. And I'm like, no, he's saying thank you.
I need a name to call Erin that she hates. Because from this point forward, you've said I look like a Greg and
it's not bad. I'm sorry you don't like the name, but I'm saying it in a good way.
Mm.
She has softened her voice to the point where it's hard for me to hit her in the face with a baseball bat.
Do we call her Greg?
Karen.
Mm, I don't think there's a name that I hate.
I do really. Know. There's one name you hate.
What is it?
And I'm changing the name of the show to Slacker and Firecracker.
Come on. That's not a name. That's a dumb nickname you made.
Slacker Tie and the Firecracker.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.